Tina?
Yeah.
T-I-N-A.
Right.
Does your mother know that you're pregnant?
Yeah.
And what does she think of you being pregnant out of wedlock?
Yeah, she's excited.
She's excited. Didn't your mother have dreams of standing there in the church proudly? Is your mother still married to your father? No.
Huh?
Are your parents still together?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think they had visions of standing there proudly in the back of the church when all of a sudden there you were in your long, flowing wedding gown? Everybody turned to look at Tina, at her most radiant, as suddenly the organist started to play Here Comes the Bride. The groom already waiting at the altar, tears welling under his eyes, as you stride down the middle of the aisle, bouquet in your hand, looking so virginal, so pure. And then the wedding, the kiss, the preacher turning and saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I now give you Mr. and Mrs. Blauman." And then you turn around and walk back out, they throw rice. And then, maybe a year, year and a half after you're married, you say, "Mom, my rabbit died." And, "Oh, really? She's pregnant. Yay." Instead, look at this. You're living in a group house. You're pregnant out of wedlock. You're not even married. Look at you. Look at you. And you laugh. The American tragedy. You laugh. Don't you miss standing under the chuppah? Huh?
Well.
The chuppah, honey.
It'll be there.
You know what the chuppah is? You don't know, you shik, so what do you know from chuppah? You know, when you break the glass, when they say you're married, you stamp on the glass?
Stamp on the glass?
You're right, you do that under a chuppah.
Uh-huh.
And then you sing Hava Nagila. Huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ah, you little rascal. You little rascal. There's so much of the world you have yet to discover. So much of the world you have yet to see. And there you are, just breeding. Breeding like a common animal in the woods. You see, the thing that separates us from the animals is that we have convention. We have marriage. We have formality. We have a certain procedure from which we gain strength. And when you violate that procedure, it likens us to the animals in the fields who merely copulate and produce without so much as a care. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
N'est-ce pas? All right, little honey. Hold the phone up to your tummy. Let's see what's going on with that inbred little thing you carrying, all right?
Okay.
All right, roll me some crying. There we are. Oh, that's nice. Daddy's nice. Oh, so nice. Hello, little baby.
If I were a rich man, if I were a little bitty rich.
Unbelievable. What did you sing of that song? What are you singing that song for?
Because I'm one of the chosen. That's how come I sing the song of joy.
Wait a minute. That's a Shiksa woman.
So my father was Milton. Milton. He was slumping down the street. He liked Shiksa woman. She was stepping out. He propositioned it. They shpooked it. And here I
unbelievable! There you are inside that Shiksa. Isn't that a little bizarre?
It's a little depressing, actually. I mean, she'll never take me to Grossinger's. She probably won't have a bris for me. Lord knows I won't get a bar mitzvah. It's gonna be awful. She doesn't know how to make chicken liver. She doesn't know from matzo ball soup. Yeshiva, she'll probably enroll me in PG Community College.
Now, there's nothing wrong with PG Community College.
Sitting there with all the goyim, hating life when I should be in Yeshiva, no Hebrew school.
All right. Now, she's probably a nice woman. Give her a break. Cut her some slack.
I'm sure she's nice, but I, a Shiksa, my father, no better. Oh, God, my life. I'm ruined from the start.
Now, wait a minute. Just try to get a grip on yourself. You can tell her that you want all these things, and maybe, you know, maybe she will. If you study real hard at PG Community College, maybe you can transfer to Yeshiva.
Nobody transfers to Yeshiva from PG Community College, believe me. Although, there is a silver lining in all of this.
You mean that you're inside a Shiksa? What possibly could be the silver lining?
Well, when I don't come to visit her on Sunday, she won't know how to make me feel guilty.
Hey, even Vanna White wants to spin his wheel. The Grease Man on DC 101.